From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, August 8th. Coming up, we'll learn about a Midwest summer camp built for children with sickle cell disease. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. About 300 students have taken up an offer from the University of Illinois to move off campus. As IPM's Emily Hayes reports, it's to make space in the dormitories for an unusually large freshman class.
A university spokesperson says federal financial aid delays and uncertainty around the end of affirmative action means there are more freshmen than the university planned to house. Josh McWhorter is a junior with a major in advertising. He signed his contract to live in the residence halls last October, but when university housing offered students $2,000 to break their contracts this summer, he jumped at the chance.
Honestly, it was a pretty easy decision because like $2,000 is a lot of money to add to my account, and I still had like tuition to pay. So I had done that really fast.
He says he spent an anxious week trying to find an off-campus apartment, but now he has one and rent is lower than what he would have paid to the university. Still, he likes the on-campus experience and thinks U of I should build another dorm to keep up with admissions in the future. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Farm and meat processing workers are eligible for a one-time cash payment through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Michael Puente reports.
The pandemic took a toll on farm and meatpacking workers, so the USDA is providing a one-time $600 cash payment. The New York-based Hispanic Federation is an agency tasked with getting the word out. The group's Lane Rolock spoke at a press conference yesterday in Chicago.
I don't have to tell you that farm workers and meatpackers are the backbone of our agricultural economy. Their hard work and dedications are essential in maintaining the flow of fresh produce to markets nationwide.
Workers in 19 states, including Illinois, have benefited from the fund. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.
The Illinois State Board of Education is launching an ad campaign to recruit more teachers statewide. Anna Savchenko has more.
ISB Superintendent Tony Sanders says the current shortage of teachers is alarming. He says it's especially felt in areas like special ed and bilingual ed.
We have about 4,000 unfilled teaching positions, which means that students will be showing up to school oftentimes with a substitute teacher or an individual who's not yet fully qualified to be a teacher in the state of Illinois.
That's why ISB is hoping the ad campaign will recruit more teachers and support staff to the profession. The goal, Sanders says, is to build up and retain a new generation of teaching professionals. The $6 million campaign is funded by federal COVID relief money and will run through January of next year. I'm the Savchenko, WBEZ News.
Illinois state officials kicked off this year's state fair in Springfield with the unveiling of the iconic butter cow. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The tradition is more than 100 years old. This year's butter-sculpted cow weighs 800 pounds. The creation depicts an adult cow standing next to a young girl pulling a 7-scoop ice cream cone out of her magician's hat. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the sculpture is fitting, as the state fair will offer attendees a magical experience.
This year's fair theme, It's Showtime, honors the state fair as a place for Illinoisans to come together and see the best that our state has to offer. Entertainment, and so much more.
The Illinois State Fair opens today and runs through August 18th. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Still to come, we'll learn about a Midwest summer camp built for children with sickle cell disease. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, herbicides used in farming are drifting away from the fields where they've been applied and hurting plants miles away. We'll talk about it, plus why an unexpected increase in enrollment at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign is causing problems with on-campus housing. I'm Brian Mackey, and that's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. children who have sickle cell disease are at a high risk for mental health problems. That's because the genetic blood disorder impacts the body in many ways. For example, some children experience delayed puberty, which may lead to social problems and even bullying. The disease is also so unpredictable and can send them in and out of the hospital. It's why some kids with sickle cell disease miss out on fun, immersive experiences like overnight summer camp. But Side Effects Public Media's Elizabeth Gabriel reports on one camp in Indiana that's trying to change that.
Camp Silver Moon is a week-long summer camp in North Webster, Indiana. It's one of less than 50 summer camps across the country for kids with sickle cell disease, a genetic blood disorder. Kids here do tubing, sports, and participate in talent shows.
Sam, you're out!
Some sickle cell patients get tired more easily or can't handle as much physical activity. This is 13-year-old Jordan Rohde's fifth year at camp. He feels like everyone here gets what it means to have sickle cell, unlike some people at school.
I had a friend that cut me off because they thought sickle cell was contagious, which kind of hurt me.
Unlike typical summer camps, this one has about 15 extra staff, some with medical experience.
Why is she not wearing her jacket? Sweetheart, no.
Kimber Blackwell is a physician assistant there. She says one of the hallmarks of the disease is pain crises, which can be triggered by different environmental factors.
So it's keeping their cabins warmer at night, making sure they've got a blanket, making sure that they dress in layers.
Sickle cell causes blood cells to become stickier and hard to flow through the body. That can lead to strokes, organ damage, and extreme pain that can last for days. It's why camp staff remind the kids to drink a lot of water. It helps the sickle cells move through their body.
Make sure you guys bring your water bottles everywhere with you guys, okay? If you guys do forget your water bottle, make sure you guys let me know, okay?
Rohde hung out with friends and played a little bit of kickball on the first day of camp. Then, a sickle cell pain crisis hit.
Here, grab my hand. All right, good job.
Staff used walkie-talkies to call for a golf cart so he could go to the infirmary.
Just the left side? All right.
You don't have to stand up on your own room.
The pain was so bad, Rohde cried during the roughly 10 steps to the golf cart.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Keep your bad one off the ground. And just give us like crutches, yep. Okay?
Nurses swiftly gave Rohde water, a little snack, and some pain medication. Things could have been a lot worse if it weren't for the preparations at the camp. In fact, most sickle cell patients in the U.S. struggle to access proper care because there aren't enough medical professionals who know how to treat them. Louis Sue is a pediatric hematologist with the University of Illinois Chicago. He hopes there are more camps, but he says staffing and funding are big barriers.
If you have children from low-income families or families whose resources have already been depleted because of the medical costs, then you can't really charge them. So you have to figure out how to raise that money.
Back at camp, Rohde started feeling better about an hour later.
Okay, on a scale of like 1 to 10, how did the pain feel then, and then how does it feel now?
It was at 8.5. Now it feels a solid 3.
Good. I like that.
Do you think you'll feel good enough to go back out today and do stuff? Or are you not sure?
Not at all. Mm-mm. I'm going to take the rest of the day off. I'm not going to do nothing because that can trigger it more.
Rohde left camp 2 days early, but he says he'll be back. In fact, he says he wants to be a counselor in a few years.
I just want to make sure the next group that comes here, I could show them a good example.
He says because he has sickle cell, he would understand how they feel and get them the help they need. Elizabeth Gabriel, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. It's based at WFIY in Indianapolis. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny with a high of 82 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Anna Savchenko, Michael Puente, Mawa Iqbal, and Elizabeth Gabriel. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.